The Commonwealth is changing how it awards funding for the arts. The Pennsylvania Council on the Arts has a new grant strategy to use the arts for economic development. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports regional creative leaders are pushing back.
The Pennsylvania Council on the Arts has rebranded its grant program as Pennsylvania Creative Industries. Several funding initiatives will be discontinued, including programs dedicated to arts in schools and folk and heritage arts. Most grants will now go through a centralized omnibus program. Director Carl Blischka said the new program will use the arts to contribute to the state's economy and communities.
We identified five key areas that we would be investing in, including asset development, workforce development, and community development, visibility, and policy. We're looking at those areas as a way to raise the impact of the creative sector in Pennsylvania.
The leader of the Greater Philadelphia Cultural Alliance, Patricia Aiden Wilson, is, quote, gravely concerned about these changes as it will likely make smaller arts organizations ineligible. Her counterpart in Pittsburgh, Patrick Fisher, is, quote, deeply disappointed. The director of the Philadelphia Folklore Project, Mia Kang, said the state's focus on the arts as a tool for economic development is unfortunate.
A traditional artist is an artist who is rooted in community, practicing something that brings with it decades and generations of history. Take those traditions back out into the community, and those things can bloom in multiple ways that aren't really capturable by data like the number of grants being offered.
Pennsylvania Creative Industries plans to hold local workshops to orient applicants through the new funding system in the spring. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.